welcome to another exceptional episode of Conversations with Destiny with me, Destiny Tolley. As you can see, boom, glass in hand, ready to have a conversation with another exceptional lady, because of course this is the program where I have real conversations with real people about real topics. Yes, and you are more than welcome to be a part of this conversation. Head over to the Love World USA page on King's Chat and leave a comment, because today we are talking about something very interesting. Our topic is on discrimination. That is right. But as you know, I never discuss, you know, such topics by myself. I don't converse with myself. No, I have awesome ladies on set with me. And today I'm joined by another exceptional lady, and her name is...
Sister Esther. And I'm so super excited to be here. Thank you so much, Destiny, for having me.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining me. You look ravishing, darling.
Thank you.
And come on, let's hoist our glasses. Cheers, cheers.
Yep.
Boom, you already know. Yeah. So like I said, we are talking about discrimination today, but of course we want to take this opportunity to thank our man of God, Pastor Chris, as well as Pastor Orse, for this platform. And so getting into today's conversation, you know, it's a really sensitive one and can be, you know, categorized in different ways. You know, one of the aspects of discrimination, or one of the, I guess, subtitles, could be labeled racism, which is something that has been ongoing for generations. Even our man of God addressed it, you know, talking about people creating, you know, illnesses and viruses because they really wanted to get rid of other people who they felt were not a superior race or a race that was worth being on the earth. So it shows you that discrimination is definitely something that exists. But now, what does the Word of God say about us being unified? You know, and I want to really premise today's conversation on the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 26, and it reads, "So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith.
Yeah.
For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. You belong to Christ when you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." So this is what the Word of God tells us, right? So there is no, you know, categories in the eyes of God. In fact, the Bible says God has no favoritism. But Sister Esther's here to join me, and I want her to get into this conversation with me. Sister Esther, let's start off by defining discrimination. What is discrimination?
Thank you, Destiny. I'm going to use the English dictionary to help us with the definition. So one of it is, discrimination is the practice of treating one person or group of people less fairly or less well than other people or groups.
Right.
And, you know, just going off based on the scripture that you quoted, I feel like it takes a level of carnality for you to actually treat someone less than yourself.
Wow.
And I feel like people who do that, people who do not treat people well or discriminate against other people,
right,
are people who have not actually even found out who they are.
That's so true.
They've not yet understood, you know, their worth or their value.
Yes.
And that's why it's like they're projecting themselves on other people, you know, because they don't yet understand fully that they are Christ.
Yeah.
The Bible says that there is neither Jew nor Gentile. That's for us, right? Believers, right, in the community of believers.
Yes.
Neither Jew nor Gentile. We're all one in Christ. So you are Christ, I am Christ. And that's why we have the name Christian. It's like, if you come from Nigeria, you call it Nigerian.
Yes.
So Christ, Christian. So it's a name that defines all of us that are in the body of Christ. So when you know that I'm Christ, you are Christ, you know, why would I treat you less than, you know, if I'm saying that I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, if I'm saying that, you know, I'm excellent, I'm full of glory, would I treat you less than how I, you know, treat myself?
Right, because Pastor says this, right? He says anyone who truly knows their value will know how to value other people.
Absolutely.
And that is so true.
Yes.
You know, there is no need to discriminate against anyone. Why does racism even exist? You know, it's the plan of the enemy, because Satan loves division. He does not like unity. And, you know, I wanted to really get into that, you know, instances in the Word of God that show levels of discrimination. I mean, let's look at how the Egyptians treated the children of Israel, you know, putting them into slavery and treating them like slaves. Look at what Haman was trying to do to the Jews,
yes.
you know, trying to get them executed.
Yes.
He was even funding the project.
Yes.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yes.
And in this day and age, we have people funding certain things
yes.
to try and inject substances into people to get rid of them because they want to say that they're the superior race
yes.
and everyone else should not exist. So what are your thoughts on things like that? And which biblical scriptures and examples could you give us of discrimination?
Yes, I'm actually going to go off on the one that you, the first one you mentioned about
yeah.
the Egyptians and the Israelites,
right?
Right. Actually, if you look at the foundation of, or the root cause of discrimination, you find that fear is at the root cause
wow.
of it. Yes, wow. because the Bible did mention that they began to observe that the Israelites were growing in number
wow.
and influence, and, you know, they seemed to be a threat to them.
Hmm.
So out of fear, they wanted to oppress this race of people.
Goodness.
So that they can, you know, be on top of them and have control over them.
Wow.
So I feel like really at the root cause of it, you will find fear. You
wow.
know, fear of the other person, fear of the other group, fear of the other race, thinking that, okay, at maybe some point in time, they might grow to a point where they might, you know, rule over them. And because before they get to that point, they want to subdue them
My goodness.
Suppress them.
But you're right, because with
yeah.
Haman and Mordecai, it was the same thing.
Yeah.
Haman wanted recognition and admiration
yeah.
from Mordecai.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as he didn't
get it,
he wanted
mm-hmm.
to suppress him to the
yes.
point where he wanted to kill his people.
Yes.
But then his head ended up being on the gallows, right?
Absolutely.
So that's usually what happens too. There are
yes.
consequences to that.
Yes.
And then you look at it even with different countries, apartheid in South Africa, right?
Yes.
For
yes.
years, people were being oppressed because
mm-hmm.
of the color of their skin.
Yes.
But when you look at the word, it shows us that man is a spirit
mm-hmm.
and lives in a body.
Yes.
So really, you are not your body.
Yes.
This is a cover or uniform that makes it legal for you to exist on the earth.
Yes.
Because once you're a spirit being, well, we are spirit beings, but once your body is not there anymore,
yes.
that's why you go to heaven or either to hell, depending
yes.
on, you know, if you're a
yes.
Christian or how you're living. But genuinely or generally, a body is what makes it legal for you to function in the earth.
Yeah.
But it's not who you are.
It's your house.
You're a spirit being.
It's like your mobile house
right.
that you carry with you everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's very foolish for you to judge somebody based on their skin color.
Wow.
It is. It's because it's like you're judging someone based on the house they live in. No, you can't judge, you cannot define a person based on their house.
Wow.
You see, and it's like I said at the beginning, I said it requires a level of carnality for someone to think that way. You see, it's very obvious. Have you ever heard this thing, you know, amongst, I don't know what to call this group of people,
right.
but where they say, oh, Jesus is only for the black people, or Jesus
I've
is only
heard
for
them.
The...
I think they're called black Hebrews, okay?
Yeah.
I've encountered them, and they really believe that, you know, the Jewish
mm-hmm.
race are actually people of color, or black people, as they
yes.
call them, and that, you know, they're the superior people
yes.
and everyone else, you know, as if Jesus didn't die for everyone else.
Yes.
So, yeah, we'll definitely continue the conversation, so make sure you also join us.
Yeah.
Head over to King's Chat, the Leveled USA page, and tell us what your experience has been with discrimination, but also, how did you overcome it? How did you, you know, respond positively as a believer in a case like that? We'll be back right after this.
If you haven't subscribed to Alpha TV, what are you waiting for? Get all the TV and radio stations, watch movies you really want to see, and explore the video on demand feature for your favorite programs. Alpha TV is available on the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, and LoveWorld App Store. Prepare to be entertained and inspired like never before. Download the app, explore Alpha TV, and subscribe today.
And you already know you're still watching your favorite conversational program right here on LoveWorld USA. It is Conversations with Destiny. And today we continue talking about discrimination. Now, Sister Esther, you know, before the break, we were talking about the idea of, you know, the black Hebrews and how they're really trying to preach and say that Jesus belongs only to the black race or people
yeah.
of color. So let's get into that. You know, can discrimination exist in a place of worship in the church?
Yes, absolutely.
Hmm.
A lot. You know, and just to go off, you know, back to the black Hebrew and all of that stuff,
right.
you know, I feel like it's one of Satan's strategy to alienate a lot of people from Jesus Christ.
Wow.
You know, from
yeah.
salvation. Because
yeah.
when you're trying to bring the gospel to them, the very first thing they're even asking you, is it the Jesus or the white Jesus?
I've seen that. People have posters and everything
yeah.
that my Jesus is not white.
Right.
And I'm like, yo, bro, what are you talking about?
He created
like...
all people. White, black, blue, green, purple.
Right.
He made them all.
Right.
You know, and then they'll be like, oh, if you're preaching about the wages, I don't want it.
But also, he physically, in his physical body was in a Jewish body.
Yeah.
But they find that problematic. Why?
Why would he want to come as anyone else? If he was a Jew, born by Jews, wouldn't he look like Jews? He would, right? Wow. So he came looking like the Jewish people, yeah. Praise God. But he's not just to the Jews, he's right. To the entire world.
Come on.
He's the savior of the whole world. He made the Jews, he made, you know, the Gentiles, that's the rest of the world. Hmm. He made the Americans, the Europeans, he made them all. So right. By you, you know, saying that Jesus Christ belongs only to a particular, you know, group of people, or it was made up by a group of people, you're alienating yourself from salvation.
Wow.
Because now you're not allowing the gospel to come to you.
And you're acting like Jesus just died for this group of people and everyone else doesn't qualify for what Jesus has done.
And it's even so bad because now they're saying that Jesus is a made-up story by these people to keep them in bondage.
Goodness.
You know, because they will bring scriptures like, oh, wives, obey your husbands, or, you know, slaves, respect your master, and all that. And they say that, oh, this, what the Bible was created, or the whole gospel in itself, or Jesus Christ was created to keep the slaves in bondage. But my question is that the only thing that exists in the Bible? They just take one portion of it.
Wow.
And that's just the distortion that Satan brings. You will realize that at the end of the day, when we're talking of discrimination, we're talking of racism, we're talking of any kind of schisms.
Right, isms.
Isms, right? The bottom line is, Satan is just trying to attack the gospel.
Wow.
Satan is just trying to attack, you know, people coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it's all
and
about.
And really get rid of lives. I mean, if you look at it, look at what happened in Rwanda.
Yeah.
You know, it became a cultural thing in tribe against tribe and people killing among themselves. So it's not even just between races. It can even be cultural. You know, there are different types of discrimination. Colorism, which we're going to get into as well, where people can do that. Yes. But I definitely think it can exist sometimes even in a place of worship, even in the church, but it shouldn't.
Yes.
It shouldn't, you know? And even in spaces where people are qualified, you know? You're employed because of your qualification. You know you're bringing something to the table, but because of your skin color, you get paid less than someone else because they're a certain color.
Yeah.
And that's not right because you're qualified.
Yes.
You're delivering, you're putting the work in, but then when you look at your check, you know,
it's not
the same as someone else, but you look like, oh, okay, but this person's earning more, but I'm putting in so much work.
Yeah, you know, I, for one, you know, growing up, and this is amongst my own people, right? I felt like I did not belong because of the color of my skin, because you talked about colorism, right? You know, I felt so uncomfortable because people would even make jests of me. People would even call me a certain type of name that I'm not going to mention on set. Wow. You know, and it was so, so bad. You can imagine as a little child being afraid to even be amongst your peers because you feel like they see you a certain way. Hmm. And in fact, it began to even give me a certain type of mentality about myself. That maybe I'm not good enough, maybe I'm not beautiful enough.
Aww.
And I just began to see how that this thing began to seep into every aspect of my life. You know, whenever they ask me, oh, come do something, I feel like I'm not confident enough. I feel like when I come, you know, people are going to be looking at, you know, my skin and thinking, oh, why is she like this? You know, so it really plagued me for a long, you know, period of time.
Right.
But I thank God for the gospel.
Amen.
I thank God for the gospel literally gives you a mindset, gives you a mentality.
Right.
You know, and that was what really just brought me out of, you know, that mental space.
Because colorism is a thing.
It
I mean, when we
thing.
Look, especially in a lot of cultures, you know, where people feel like they need to change how they look, their complexion, skin bleaching.
Yes.
No shade if you're doing it for, you know, cosmetic reasons and you're like, okay, I just like it.
Yes.
But if it's because of a low self-esteem and you want to trump on other people, you know, I literally heard someone say that and this person had obviously, you know, lightened their skin a bit.
Yeah.
And now that they're a bit brighter, they were like speaking down to everyone else who wasn't as light.
Yeah.
Like, oh, why do you look like that? And I'm like, but why would you do that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not okay.
Yes.
You know, that you did it is fine, you know, but now that's not, it shouldn't give you power to make other people feel lesser than, you know, because everyone is valuable. Jesus died for everyone.
Yes.
And it's not even just, I mean, among African people or, you know, a certain group of people, when you look at the Asian culture too.
Yeah.
You know, I heard something about them also doing things like that, bleaching, because they feel like the paler you are, the whiter you are, the closer you are to God.
Yes.
I've heard things like that. What are your thoughts on such sayings?
Yeah, I mean, when you even talk about that, something comes to mind, and that's Michael Jackson, right?
I remember him.
Yeah, you know, he was loved by many. He had a good, you know, he had talent and everything.
Yeah,
and I actually feel like if he hadn't gone that route of trying to change his skin color, he'd probably still be alive today. Because I feel like all of that brought some health complication to him. Yeah. But you can even imagine in the African American community still not being comfortable enough in their own skin because they feel like that skin is not going to sell good records. You know, it's not going to, you know, make you acceptable in America. And then you feel a need to actually change that to conform. Oh. You know, and there's an instruction that has been given to us in the Word of God that we should not be conformed to the world.
Come on.
Rather, we should be transformed by the renewing of our minds.
So you'd say that things like that can be detrimental to your health and your well-being, your mental health as well.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Because number one thing a lot of people are looking for is acceptance.
Yes.
You know, looking for acceptance amongst people, but then that's the wrong kind of acceptance. Hmm. The only acceptance that you need is the acceptance that comes from God. If God has chosen you, if God has accepted you, boy, that's all you need. That's acceptance for men is very fickle. And it's not something to die for. Yes. It's not something to try to gain.
Hallelujah.
The only acceptance you need is the one that comes from God. And if God says you're accepted, you're chosen, you're loved, let that transform your mindset. Let that change the way you see yourself. You can imagine the monarch of the universe, the one who made the skin color, the one who made the races, right? Wow. Accepts you, chooses you, loves you the way you are. I don't see a reason why you need to conform to anyone's ideology of what beauty is.
Come on.
To anyone's ideology of what the superior race is or the superior human being should be like. No, God says you are superior and that is it.
Amen.
And I actually feel like, really, we Christians, you know, when you're thinking about the whole world, we are actually the superior beings.
Hallelujah. Come on, sister.
Think about it. You are the superior being because you have life in you.
Hmm.
Okay? The world is still in darkness. The world is still in death. But we are the ones that have come from death to life.
Truly,
Satan is only trying to copy God's, you understand, God's superior breeds.
Mm.
And now trying to bring it into this world and cause segregations and discrimination. Aww. Don't fall for his lie. If you're a Christian, know that you're superior.
I love that. We're going to continue. It's a wonderful conversation. But we'll be back right after this. Keep watching.
Alpha.
Oh, yes, welcome back. We are still discussing discrimination. If you want to be a part of the conversation, head over to the Love World USA page on King's Chat and tell us what your experience was and also how did you apply the Word of God or overcome that situation. Now, in my personal case, I wanted to share, you know, a bit about my story and my journey and what I went through in relation to racism in particular. This happened when I was in college. I mean, I grew up in South Africa, heard about apartheid and that kind of segregation, but I wasn't really exposed to it that much, to be honest, you know. But when I got to college, it was a shock because suddenly I had a lecturer who literally singled me out and didn't want me to come into class. I cannot tell you till this day what it is I did. It was really spiritual. That's how you know. Because I ended up telling my mom, and my mom was really praying earnestly because this lady just didn't want me to come to class. She now didn't want me to get my assignments. I would have to wait outside the class, you know, and ask a classmate for the notes from that, you know, that time of teaching and that lecture. And I was trying to pinpoint, what did I do to this lady, you know? And I was like amazed because obviously she was an elderly woman, she was older, and growing up, obviously, we were taught to respect our elders.
Yeah.
You know, and it was such a letdown for me as a young person, respecting an elder. Obviously, she was an elderly white woman. And I had so much respect for her, not because she was white, but genuinely, she's an elder. I have a lot of respect for anyone, really, we should. But I was so let down by her approach and what she was doing. And the dean of the school had to get involved because we're asking her, Jill, what did Destiny do? You know, she didn't even have an answer. She was just saying, no, I shouldn't come back into class.
Yeah.
And I really can't trace it back to anything that I did till today. It really sounds deep, but life is spiritual because sometimes Satan can really influence people, like what Pastor Chris said, really influence them to just be against you, you know? And I was so diligent in my class, but God came through and, you know, I got a good mark, you know, and I was happy with that, you know? But I want to ask you if you ever witnessed people experiencing any kind of discrimination and what, how did you see them approach it and what were your thoughts on it?
Actually, let me just quickly still bring myself into this picture.
Because
what you said just kind of reminded me of something that happened way back in, we call it secondary school, back in Nigeria.
Right.
You know, and it was my economics teacher, right? And every single time she comes into class, mind you, she's a Nigerian. We're both Nigerians, okay? But I just feel like discrimination exists in different stratas, different levels, right? It's everywhere. So don't even say, oh, because she's of a different race, I'm of a different race, maybe that's why, or racism. No, even within the same race, tribalism, right? It exists. You know, she will come to class, and every time she comes to class, I already know that my day is going to be bad.
Wow.
I already know that I will end up being kicked out of class.
Goodness.
That was just the norm. Without whether I do anything or not, whether I, you know, I'm responding well or not.
And then it seems like you're making it up when you say that, because people are like, well, what did you do? People always think you, did, something. And you're like, no, I didn't do anything. I'm like, now it sounds like you must have done something. How can someone just not like you? I'm like, I did nothing, literally.
No, true. You know, but I don't know. And every single time she would come at me and just, you know, attack me. And it just went on and on and on.
Right.
And I just did not know how to go about it, you know. So I'm just... all of that experience just kind of gave me a mindset about myself.
Yeah.
Like, oh, maybe I'm just not good enough. Maybe, you know, there's something they see in me that makes them hate me this much. Because I keep, I experience a lot of that.
Discrimination
at different levels, from the primary school. Like,
oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's, so it just made me feel like, is there something wrong with me? So at the end of the day, you're now internalizing it. You're bringing it back to you. You're trying to probe yourself. Am I the problem? Am I the cause of this? Do you understand? What am I doing that is making people have this? But it's not necessarily you. You're not necessarily the problem. They have a problem.
They do.
Do you understand?
And honestly, I'm reminded of Pastor's teaching where he speaks about, oh, Sister Esther, this touched me so much. He was teaching on how that, you know, when God created man, that was really the first time that angels got a chance to see what God looked like. Because every time they worship and say glory, they see a new level of glory, but they didn't see or know what God the Father looked like until man was created. That's when they were like, wow, you know? And now look at us. We are literally made in his image, you know? So angels look at us with admiration because they're like, wow, so God has one head, two hands, two feet. They were amazed. That was the first time they saw the image of God. And so for someone to try and tarnish that by making you feel like you're lesser than, and even speaking honestly, there's some people who also think that other people are superior race because of the color of their skin, you know? Some people think that people who are Caucasian or white are better, you know?
And
you'll see it a lot
of,
in the workspace.
It's because of the conditioning.
The mindset, especially like some African
television,
people,
all the shows and everything.
But even some people think they're superior. When you look even in the workspace, there's certain jobs that they'll never do because of the color of their skin. Those jobs, the little odd jobs, are always assigned to people of a certain race. Never that other race. They get paid more. You know, whether they're doing more work or not, it doesn't matter. Because you're this race, this is your check. This is what you get. And I think that's absurd.
That's crazy. And, you know, just, you know, to kind of tie everything up together, I feel like the reason why Satan does this to a lot of people is to make them introspective. Introspective in the sense that he wants you to pay attention to yourself. He wants you to look at yourself. You know, but that's not how it should be. Because today you already have a new image. You have a new identity. Christ is your image.
Hallelujah.
Christ is your identity. God is not saying look in. God is saying look at him. Do you understand? Don't look at your, you know, incompetences. Don't look at the areas where you feel like, oh, I'm not good enough. No, look at Christ. Because Christ is who represents you today. Christ is who defines you today. If Christ is excellent, you are excellent. If Christ is glorious, you are glorious. Because as he is, so are you. in this world. So today, it's not like the scripture you read. It's not you being a Jew. It's not you being a Greek. It's not you being, you know, white. It's not you being black. It's all of us, you know, seeing ourselves the way that God sees us. When he sees you, he sees his son projected on you, over you.
Hallelujah.
He sees his son in you, you know, and that's how you must begin to, you know, condition your mind and see yourself in this new light of who God, you know, when he says that, you know, that the angels were excited to see the image.
Yes.
He says he made us in his image and after his likeness. And the image of God is Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
He says he is the effulgence of the Father, the express image of
the
his person.
The icon of God.
The icon
Pastor
of
says,
God.
Jesus is the body of God and we are the body of Christ.
Absolutely.
Oh, I love that so much.
Yes.
It gets me so excited.
Yes.
And finally, I want to ask you, how could someone combat or overcome discrimination?
Yeah.
You know, that's what I want to ask you, because for me, one of the ways I also think I really, or one of the things I want to address is speaking to families, speaking to parents, encourage your children. One young man in the church said he heard a testimony where parents were testifying that they had just received a little baby and they were thanking God in front of the church.
Yeah.
And they were thanking God that their child was light-skinned. Thank God we have our baby and they're also light-skinned. And this person told me and he was like, can you believe that anyone would even testify and say that in a testimony?
So if the child had come out dark-skinned,
what would you have
said?
But I was thinking, it's important also for love to come from the home.
Yeah.
The reason why I didn't falter at what that lecturer was doing to me was because my mom had raised me to be confident.
Yes.
Till today, I don't budge. I don't just buy anything that anyone says about me.
Yes.
Talk about my weight, talk about my skin, talk about this. I don't budge because greater is he that is in me. And my confidence is not in how I look. My value is in that Jesus died for
me. Hallelujah.
So how can someone combat such?
The only way is really knowing your worth, knowing your value. It comes back to that. And what is your worth today? You said it. You're worth the blood of Jesus. Our man of God will say that. You know, if I purchased a piece of, maybe a t-shirt for $20, that t-shirt is worth $20.
Come on.
But if, you know, in our case, the price that was paid for us was the very life of Jesus.
Come on.
Right? The blood of Jesus was what was used to purchase us from death. So you are worth the life of Christ. You are worth, because the Bible said that the life of a man is in his blood. So Jesus's blood being shed for you is his life being poured out for you. So that was the currency, or that was the amount that was paid to buy you back.
So you are valuable.
You are worth, you are worth the life of Jesus Christ. Do not allow what people say to make you think otherwise. Embrace your identity. Begin to change the way you see yourself. Go into the Word of God. Study it. Find out what God has said concerning you and embrace this new identity. And that's the, you know, the step in the right direction in overcoming discrimination.
Thank you so much, Sister
Esther.
I've been blessed by this conversation.
Thank
we can keep going and going.
Yes.
And finally, value yourself.
Yes.
In that way, you'll be able to value others.
Other people.
No one is superior over someone else.
Yes.
You respect everyone,
yes,
an adult, a child, or anyone, because
yes,
everyone is worth the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Thank you for watching. From me and Sister Esther, it is bye, darlings.